Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the fifth chapter of Masechet Sanhedrin and beginning the sixth. So we've been discussing the case of somebody who's on trial for a capital crime such as murder, and now we've reached the end of his trial, in which case Mishnah Hay tells us, Imatzulo zchus patruhu. If the Sanhedrin finds him innocent, they let him go. Vimlav mavirin dino lamachar. And if they don't find him innocent, they hold him over till the next day. They do not convict him on the same day as the trial. Ha'imizdavgin zugos zugos. The members of the Sanhedrin would pair up, and not literally pairs, because, you know, there were an odd number of members, so at least one group had to have three, so they were in small groups. U'mematin b'maychal, and they ate very little. V'lo hayu shosin yayin kol hayom, and they didn't drink wine that whole day. Venosim venosnin kol halayla, and they would continue to debate the merits of the case all night long. Lamachra, and the next morning, mashkimin ubayin lebezdin, they'd get up early and go to bezdin. Hamazaka omer, and one who found him innocent would say, ani mazaka umazaka ani bimkomi, and they'd say, I found him innocent, and I continue to find him innocent. Vahamachayev omer, and one who found him guilty would say, ani machayev umachayev ani bimkomi, I found him guilty, and I continue to find him guilty. One who had previously argued for his conviction can now argue for his being found innocent. But one who had previously argued for his acquittal cannot now argue for his conviction. If they made a mistake in any matter, questions about what occurred on the previous day. Then the two scribes who were taking court records would remind them as to, you know, what was written down. Im matzulos chus, so after all this, if they found him innocent, patruhu, they would let him go. Vim lav, and if they did not find him innocent, omdin l'minyan, they would put it to a vote. Shnayim aser mezakin ve'echad aser mechayevin, if 12 said that he was innocent and 11 said he was guilty, remember this local based in his 23 judges. So if it's 12 in favor and 11 opposed, zakai, then he goes free, he's found innocent. Shnayim aser mechayevin, ve'echad aser mezakin, but if 12 say he's guilty and 11 say he's innocent, v'afilu echad aser mezakin, ve'echad aser mechayevin, ve'echad omer eni yodea, or if 11 say he's innocent and 11 say he's guilty and one says, I don't know, v'afilu esrimu shnayim mezakin o mechayevin, ve'echad omer eni yodea, even if 22 out of the 23 judges say that he's innocent or that he's guilty, and one says, I don't know. In any of these scenarios, yosifu hadayanim, they have to add more judges to that beis din. Ad kama mosifin, how many do they add? Shnayim shnayim ad shivim be'echad. They add two at a time until a maximum of 71. So now let's say that they've reached this maximum of 71. Shloshim v'shisha mezakin u'shloshim v'chamisha mechayvin. If 36 say he's innocent and 35 say he's guilty, zakai, then he's acquitted. Shloshim v'shisha mechayvin u'shloshim v'chamisha mezakin. If 36 say he's guilty and 35 say he's innocent, done in elu k'neged elu, then they discuss someone who's in favor versus someone who's against. So they debate among themselves. Until one of the ones who's voting for conviction sees the point of one who favors acquittal. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Mavirin osola machar, they leave him over till the next day. Mavirin es hadin ad lamachar, mishum halanas hadin. They leave the trial overnight because, as we said previously, we have a rule that you can't convict on the same day as the trial. Shnayim aser mechayvin ve'echad aser mezakin. If 12 say he's guilty and 11 say he's innocent, v'hatayaschal ra'ah al pi echad lesa, we don't convict someone on the majority of one person. Hilchach yosifu dayanim. Therefore, they have to add more judges. V'afilu shnayim ve'esrim mezakin u'mechayvin ve'echad omer eni yodea yosifu dayanim. Even if 22 out of the 23 all agree innocent or guilty, but one says I don't know, they still add judges. Because someone who says, I don't know, he's not voting, it's like he's not even there. And we don't judge capital cases with less than 23, whether to acquit or to convict. Shnayim shnayim, two at a time. Im nechelku hashnayim shehosifu zelakan vezelakan. It's because what happens if, of the two you added, one says innocent and one says guilty? You've gained nothing. You don't have one person in favor of acquittal more than the people opposing. And you don't have two people favoring conviction over those opposing. Therefore, you need to add another two. And they keep doing this until they've reached 71. Until one of the people voting for conviction sees the opinion of those who favor acquittal. Because you can acquit someone based on a majority of one. And this is also true if one of the people who favors acquittal changes his mind and favors conviction. Because when it's time to render judgment, even someone who had previously favored acquittal can change his mind and favor conviction. And the fact that it doesn't teach us, or that one of the people favoring acquittal changes his mind and favors conviction, because we prefer acquittal. We don't want to see people executed, and if it's not necessary, we prefer to err on the side of acquittal. Okay, that's the end of the fifth parak. Let us now immediately begin with parak vav. First Mishnah in parak vav says, Nigmar Hadin, when the case is over, and if he's been found guilty, Motzin Oso L'Salko, they take him out to be stoned. Now, here we're obviously dealing in a case of someone who has committed a crime for which the penalty if convicted is stoning. There are four forms of capital punishment, and we will discuss them, but in this case, we happen to be discussing stoning. Beis Haskila Hayo Chutz LeBeis Din, so the place of stoning was outside of Beis Din, Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, Hotzi Es HaMakalel, take out the one who cursed. Echad Omed Al Pesach Beis Din, someone stands by the door of Beis Din, v'hasudarin biyado, and he holds a scarf. V'adam echad rochev hasus rachok mimenu, and another person rides a horse some distance from him, k'dei sheyei roehu, but he should be able to see him. Omer echad, and if somebody says, yesh li lamed alav schus, I have something to say in this convicted person's favor, halamenif bisudarin, then the one by the door of the Beis Din would wave the scarf, v'hasus rotsu ma'amido, and the horse would run and stop him, so they would keep him from reaching the place of execution. Vafilu Omer, and even if the one being executed says, Yeshli Lamed al Atzmizchus, I have something to say in my own defense. Machzirin Oso, they bring him back to hear what he has to say and to evaluate it. Afilu Arba Vachamisha Pa'amim, even if he does so four or five times. Ubilvad Sheyesh Mamash Bedvarav, but only if he actually has something of substance to say. Matzulozchus, if they found him innocent based on this new information, Patruhu, they would let him go. The Imlav, but if not, Yotzi L'Sakel, he would be brought out to be stoned. V'karoz Yotzi L'Fanav, and the person would go before him calling out, Ish Ploni Ben Ploni Yotzi L'Sakel. This person, the son of that person, is being taken out to be stoned. Al Sha'avar Avera Plonis, because he violated such and such crime. Uploni Uploni Edav, and these people are his witnesses. Anyone who has something to say in his defense, better come now and say it while you have the chance. Let us look in the Bartnuro. Nigmar Hadin. Okay, so Chutz LeBeis Din, the place of stoning was outside of Beis Din. Rachok miBeis Din, it was far from Beis Din. Shema ba'od shemalichin oso lebeis haskila yimsulo zchus v'yiftar. Because maybe while he's being brought to be executed, something will come to their attention that could save him. So we have it outside of Beis Din, but not nearby. It's pretty far. Bahasudarin biyado, the one who stood by the court had a scarf in his hand, lehenif, to wave, behusimin lachziro, and that would be the sign to bring back the convicted person for retrial. Ubilvad shihei mamash bedvarav, he could speak on his own behalf, so long as he had something of real import to say. Bim ei mamash bedvarav pam rishona ushnia bilvad machzirin oso. We bring him back once or twice, even if he doesn't have anything substantive to say. Duma machmas beusosa nismo tanosav. Ulai tithyashev dato olav v'yizkar tanosav. Because maybe he really does have something to say, but he's so panicked at the thought of being executed that he can't get it straight. But maybe now he's calmed down and had the opportunity to evaluate his words. Yoter akach ein machzir noso. But more than this, two times we don't bring him back unless he actually has something to say. After that, umosrin lo shnei talmidei chachamim, we put two of the judges, two scholars who accompany him, Sheyenhu im yesh mamash bedvarav, sha'az machzir noso arba v'chamesh pa'amim. So this way, when he says, I've got something to say in my defense, they can see if it's actually substantive. And if it is, then they'll bring him back four or five times. But he gets one or two, even if he doesn't have anything to say, because maybe he's just too panicked to express it clearly. And finally, uploni uploni edav, so-and-so and so-and-so are his witnesses. Why do we have to bring them into it? Sha'avara vera plonis biyom ploni, basha plonis. Because they say that he did this sin at this time, on this date, but makom ploni in this place. Doma ika dimizamin lahu. Maybe there are people who can prove that the witnesses weren't actually there when the crime occurred. So knowing who the witnesses are could be instrumental in proving that the convicted person didn't do the crime. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow. We will continue this parak with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.